145 million years ago, oceans north of mainland Europe teemed with ancient marine reptiles. A region east of Greenland and north of Norway also was once home to a whole slew of giant seafaring scaly creatures.
It is literally one of the richest places on Earth for marine reptiles like plesiosaurs and ichthyosaurs.
That's Pat Druckenmiller. He's the Earth Science Curator at the University of Alaska Museum of the North. His latest work on Svalbard was recently published in a large volume of the Journal of Norwegian Geology. KUAC's Emily Schwing sat down with him to find out more about his work.
Pat Druckenmiller is a member of the Spitsbergen International Research Group. It includes geologists, sedimentologists, and other scientists who've spent the past 7 years digging up ancient marine reptiles on Svalbard. It's a group of Norwegian islands above the Arctic Circle.
So what we were really doing there wasn't just looking at marine reptiles, but getting a big picture view of the whole ecosystem. What were the ocean conditions like? What was the water depth? What was the water temperature? What kind of invertebrates were living in the sea at the same time that may have been at the base of the food chain for example, marine reptiles? So we really took a big picture approach.
Druckenmiller just wrapped up his final field season there. To be fair, Svalbard was located further south by about 10 degrees latitude during the late Jurassic, a geologic period that began 160 million years ago. Back then, the region was slightly warmer. It's home to what Druckenmiller calls a bonanza of giant marine reptiles.
We're not really sure why it's so rich. That's sort of still the million-dollar question. What we focused on was, let's take advantage of the fact it's so rich and document the new types of things we find here. And lo and behold, almost all of the material we uncovered turned out to be new species.
There are two major groups of marine reptiles from this period, plesiosaurs and ichthyosaurs. Since 2006, the group has excavated 37 enormous skeletons of each from a band of rocks that spans 4 million years.
37 skeletons over seven field seasons. Put that in perspective, I would estimate that there have been probably not much more than 20 skeletons excavated in the rest of the world over that same period of time anywhere else. It also means that this process of discovery is going to be going on literally for years to come as that material gets cleaned up and we start to examine it in new light.
At least six of the skeletons represent new species. Two of them come from a plesiosaur. It's a type of plesiosaur. It was a 40-foot-long top marine predator.
And this animal has a skull that would have been 2.5 meters, or in other words, 6 to 7 feet long. Just the skull with teeth larger in diameter than the teeth of a T-Rex. So this was the consummate underwater predator. This was the animal that all others sort of quivered at the presence of. We also named three new types of long-necked plesiosaur, the ones that sort of look like the mythical Loch Ness monsters. And one of them, in fact, was pretty remarkable because it had 60 vertebrae in its neck.
In other words, that plesiosaur's neck was 8 feet long. It's the longest neck ever discovered from an animal living during the Jurassic anywhere in the world. All of the material uncovered on Svalbard is currently housed at the University of Oslo in Norway. The team will clean the bones and make molds and casts of them. While the fieldwork has come to an end for the time being, Druckenmiller says that doesn't mean the project is complete.
I would estimate we easily have another 10 years of what we call fossil preparation, cleaning up the bones, just to see what we have. Plus, as we're uncovering that material, it often takes a year or two of work just to actually properly document, describe, and compare each skeleton to other things. So it's a slow process. It's a very slow process. And I suspect that I'll be working on this material for another 20 years of my career. So that keep me busy for quite a while.
Druckenmiller says it's likely the group will head back to Svalbard to continue digging in a few years. He says it's quite possible at least one of the marine reptiles discovered could make its way to Fairbanks one day. For KUAC News, I'm Emily Schwing.